Bill, could you talk, please, about what you instructed Watson to do during his time off, what you want to see from him immediately?
You know, I just think we talked about, you know, going back and watching all of his plays from the, you know, these the past games that he's played, obviously, and really focusing not just on his own play, but also defensively, you know, just really, really continuing to evolve and learn about NFL defenses. I think that's some of the biggest strides he can make in his rookie year, you know. I think is to continue to learn about, you know, how these guys play defense. It's so much different than what he was used to seeing at Clemson. It's just the way it is. And then I wanted him to get ahead and start looking at Seattle.
Did you communicate with him during that 6 days?
I think I might have texted him once in a while, but not too much. No, John. Maybe a couple ideas that I had for the game, but nothing. I wouldn't write a story about that. It wasn't too much. I can tell you that. I'm not telling you how to write a story, though. Of course. You know, I don't know, Sarah. I think, you know, look, he was out there today, and it looked pretty good. I'd love to have him back. You know, he means a lot to our offense. Great guy, tough guy. So, it looked like it was trending towards that. Yep.
Their secondary, Henderson, they've been good for such a long time. What specifically makes them so good?
Man, they are very, very smart, very well coached, very athletic. They have length. They do a great job of communicating. I mean, where do you begin? You know, you start with the two safeties. Earl Thomas is probably, in my opinion, one of the best safeties to ever play the game. He's got great range, great tackler, great ball skills. You know, he reminds you so much of the guys that I've had the unfortunate deal of calling plays against, being Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu, those guys who just had that type of skill set. Then you have Cam Chancellor, who's just – you know, he's just got great length, athletic ability, tough, good tackler. And then you go to the outside and you got Richard Sherman. And, you know, I think, you know, he just put the film on and he's a guy that's very, very difficult to get open against. He's very smart. He studies tape. He knows what's going on, and you better keep him guessing, because if you don't, you know, it's going to be a long day. So they've got a lot. They're very, very good in the secondary.
The emergence of Will working in tandem with DeAndre, it just seems like this is a –
Yeah, I mean, look, we have a lot of confidence in our guys. We love our guys. You know, we have some guys that can really make plays. Obviously, Hop and Will, they're the one and two, and then Bruce is the three. You know, and then guys, you know, Lamar, Deontay out of the backfield, and Ryan Griffin and Steven at tight end. I mean, you know, and then obviously Deshaun. You know, so we feel good about our playmakers. But we also know that it's a huge challenge, and that our guys need to be at the top of their game on Sunday.
Going into the bye, about doing a better job of keeping the quarterbacks in. Did you learn anything with Alex Smith on the move that'll help you against Russell Wilson?
I mean, it's been a common theme for us that we have to get better at with all the guys, John. It's been Blake Bortles. It's been Alex Smith. It's it's been a lot of the guys, and so we have to do a better job of that. You know, when you look at Russell Wilson, obviously he can throw from the pocket, but when you let him escape and extend plays, you're going to be in a it's going to be a long day. And you know, the other thing about him is he's the highest rated fourth quarter quarterback in the league right now. I mean, he plays great in the fourth quarter, which shows you what a winner he is. So, you know, we've got a big challenge ahead of us, and one of the things we have to try to do is to try to limit the times that he scrambles.
You see similarities with him as a rookie when he came in and took over and was so impressive, and Watson?
Yeah, there's definitely similarities, especially, like, you know, both guys are really smart, obviously really good guys. You know, it's funny, like, I've known Russell Wilson for a long time. He's just a guy that we recruited where I was at when he was coming out of high school in Richmond, Virginia. You know, just had a fortune to meet him and be around him. And, you know, now obviously being around Deshaun, they're different guys, but they have some things that are similar, and their intelligence and their leadership qualities and their competitiveness and all those things. But yeah, there's definitely similarities.
You mentioned a few weeks back that there's other quarterbacks around the league, and sometimes you show Deshaun, you wouldn't let us in on who you're showing him, but you mentioned in the mic'd up thing that we saw a week ago that
Aaron Rodgers is someone you show. Is Russell Wilson another person that you would show Deshaun of, you know, in terms of, I guess, not to aspire to be, that's probably a long way to put it, but just in terms of technique and things like that?
Yeah, I think what I want to do is be real. I want to be clear with you guys. I think it's a great question, Alex, but I on Saturday mornings, we show a big quarterback tape. You know, I show a tape that myself, Sean, and Pat O'Hara put together for Tom and Deshaun, obviously. And, you know, a lot of times it involves quarterbacks from around the league doing really good things, whether it's Tom Brady or, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or Alex Smith or Ben Roethlisberger, whoever it is, because we have great respect for great quarterback play. It's actually a lot of fun to put the tape together. And a lot of the things that you're looking at, you try to equate to what we're doing or what the skill set of Deshaun is. And obviously, we're not trying to compare him. You know, I don't want to go down the road of, like, he's like this. He's a very unique player. Deshaun's a very unique player. He's got his own way of playing. But there are certain things that he does that I think it's good to study those guys, and Aaron Rodgers being one of them. I mean, he's a great player. He's been doing it for a long time, and he plays the game in a very calm way. And he's never in a panic mode. He's always, no matter what the situation of the game is, he's in a calm demeanor, and that's the way he plays. And he's got great athletic ability, and I think some of the things he does is good to show a young quarterback. Say that again. Yes. Yes. Yeah, I would say he would have a real good shot to play on Sunday.
After what happened with the Cowboys on Sunday, I was wondering, do you have an emergency place ticker that's not like Shane
Whitman? Yeah, I mean, we do, but that's a difficult situation, you know, but it is something. It's like the backup long snapper. It's not an easy situation to be in with a 53-man roster, but we do. You know, Brian Peters has kicked for us in the past. We have a couple other guys. I'm sure Bruce Ellington can do it. We could probably throw a uniform on Welker, put an 83 on him, and let him do it, soccer style, I think. But, no, yeah, we do have a plan, but we hope we don't have to enact that plan.
Do